Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the IB Sports Draft Show. I am Kamish, and as always, I am joined by, I prefer calling him actively lazy.
Yo, kick rocks, bro. Don't be trying to act like we cool after you've been slandering me all
Well,
day.
you should have just laid my space to do my thing. Nobody, they don't associate you with me in that way.
Nah, Riddick was right, bro.
Oh, low blow, low blow. Did you see that meme that who was it, Jermaine made? He was doing the Westbrook and the fan. He said that's RC and
Man, I'm just glad it was you. Not me, because I'll go for that, man. And then I'm like, bro, you do Monday Night Football. It's nothing for me to drive to DC and just ask you what you said online. Say it to
I
my
know,
face.
bro. Like, for no reason. All I
But
said is, you know. That Levis tape was bad, and Zach Wilson's tape was good. They didn't touch Zach Wilson, but how was his tape bad? And Levis, I don't know how these people, we can do that real quick, but these people are talking themselves into these dudes, and I don't know if it's just they do this every draft season or what, but they talk themselves into these guys that it should be going on too long. You got
it's always the quarterbacks, because they're just easy to
Yeah.
target. Like, people, they're like trigger words. People gonna key on it. Like, everybody knows who Levis is, one way or another. Everybody always knows who like a quarterback is. You just overvalue the position in regards to the talent that they're talking about.
If you look at somebody long enough, especially a quarterback, you can interpret a lot of different ways. But come on, you
Shit.
gotta look at stuff. They need to be, I feel like they need to be standout college players to be drafted very high, but maybe that's just me. But we're
The
not
hell with
talking
it.
about the quarterbacks.
Finally.
We are talking about the edge rushers. Who do you, well, let's talk about who, not who, what rather, what you think of the edge rushers in general, this
I think
class.
there's no elite edge rusher in this class, but there's a lot of promise in my mind. With a lot of these guys, like they can be coached. They'll need to be coached. They're not as refined or as polished. Like, there's no Bosa, no Chase Young, no Myles Garrett. There's none of that. But there are elements of those guys within these people. And then if you can get a guy that honestly is coachable and willing to learn, I think all of them have a lot of promise. They're definitely very athletic across the board, especially in relation to their size, but the skill set is lacking a little. Like, technique is lacking a little, and it's mostly with the hands, infighting, shedding blocks.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's like a great hands person.
Yeah, there isn't. And I'm gonna tell you right now, man, I've been saying it for the last couple of years. I think I was ahead of the curve. But the offensive tackles in the NFL are getting better. They're getting more athletic. The same I said, coming out of college. Becton was always a guy that I pointed to. Yes, he's massive, but his feet are very quick. And these massive guys with quick feet are now gravitating to the outside, and they're able to handle these guys who don't have a lot of technique, man. Like, I love Micah Parsons. He's athletic as hell, but he can't do nothing with Trent Williams, because you're finally matched up against somebody who can go step for step with you on the quickness level. He's bigger than you, and he's more technically sound. And he's stronger than you. So you kind of have to develop a well-rounded skill set in today's edge rushing game, because tackles are getting better. They're evolving as a position. It's evolving.
All right, so who do you have as your number one edge rusher in this
God,
class?
can I get a disclaimer first?
Go ahead.
All right, so look, I'm picking these as guys that I like. If I was doing a draft, if I'm in the war room, I'm not 100% sure I can convince a group of people to take them in this order. But I put a premium on athleticism at the edge position. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't give a damn if the guy has no technique, no bend, whatever. He's an athlete. I want to work with that at the next level. So, with that being said, There's no way I could not say Nolan Smith is not my number
Wow.
one, man.
Now, we haven't talked about
I
this.
know, I
We haven't
know.
talked about this at all. I want to be surprised. He's also my number one guy, and I really
I hate
wrestled
you.
with it. And I was like, so many people are saying Will Anderson. So, like, the
Yeah.
only people that I listen to, and this is, and he's new that I listen to, the only person, well, Cosell doesn't rank him, but he has some concerns about Will Anderson. But the only person that I listen to, and I listen to about 7, 8, 9, 10 guys probably, that doesn't have Will Anderson number one is Chris Sims. And he's got Hook number five, which might be low. But why did you pick Anderson?
Yeah, definitely hate that Chris Sims, I'm in agreement with him. But I picked Smith because, bro, I'm telling you, I watched 100 plays. And this is exaggeration. But let's say I watched 100 plays of Nolan Smith. He went hard on 101. Like, that man's motor is insane. And it's not even, like, when he's play side. It's when he's not play side, too. Like, he is relentless. And I miss the Lawrence Taylor type persona where people play with bad intentions. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna hit you. I'm gonna hit you. I want you to feel it, man. I want your body to ache when you get to the sideline. I want you to go over there and you tell the next dude to come in when you call for a breather, hey, watch out for number so-and-so. That motherfucker can hit. And I feel like Nolan Smith personifies that. And it's not, I can't even say it's Georgia coaching, because we've scouted plenty of Georgia guys coming out. But there has not been one person that literally stood out motor-wise. His motor was equivalent to what I saw with Micah Parsons when he was at Penn State. That dude was relentless, but he was a little lazy when it was away from him. The play was away from him. Nolan Smith is going to pursue. Nolan Smith is going to do whatever you ask him to do. He's going to be a heat-seeking missile. And my only thing that I'm a little weary on is his size, but I feel like anything
it's
you
rough.
can coach up, he can add 20 pounds of good muscle, man. And you know, he's just a special talent. He stands out on Georgia film, and that's saying a lot.
That's saying a lot. He was my number one guy, and I was a little upset because of size, and people try to make it like all he has to offer is his bend and his athleticism, or almost like he's a workout warrior, but that's not the case. He is very good against the run. He is everywhere. He can shed you, even though he doesn't have great length. He can pretty much do everything, and he's such a freakish athlete. And I also believe the same thing, is that you need a freakish athlete. This is what Chris Sims said. He said, when you walk into the locker room, your edge rusher should be the freak of nature that you see.
Yeah.
He also can play run. He can play the run. He can dance. He can move. There's almost, he can probably drop back into coverage. Now you're going to have to play him a little different. A lot of guys, a lot of teams these days play a five-man front, and he can almost play like a linebacker position off the line. He's not going to be able to put his feet, I mean, not his feet, his hand in the dirt. That's not his game.
No.
But I just think to look at someone that explosive, someone that relentless, someone that can play the line and play against the run in the SEC, to turn that down to me is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, with the bend that he has, you don't usually see guys, and this is for the folks who are not familiar with the terminology and stuff like that. We talk about flexible, bendy players. It's very rare that you see guys with good bend that can also handle run defense. They're usually just primarily pass rushers. But this dude holds his own. And one of the things that really stood out to me as well was that, like, I mean, he hit hard. That's just all. He just hits hard. And he ran a 4.39 40. That's going to help a whole lot.
Yeah. So, I think so too.
Yeah.
But people are really, there's some places where he's really down. So NFL.com, as the edge rusher, has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 edge rusher. This 33rd team that I started looking at, which is pretty good. They have a lot of former scouts and coaches. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's some places where Dan Jeremiah has them a lot higher. But there are some places where having so low, and I think they're scared of the size. But Hassan Reddick is a very good comp. similar size, similar coming out, just it's a perfect comp. Now, if you go out there and you try to use him like he's J.J. Watt, you'd be kind of dumb. But if you put him on the edge, play a little bit of maybe a weak side linebacker sometimes. You know, also I've heard Michael Parsons is a comp. That's a lot.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
there's similarity in that.
Yeah, I would say in the way because I watched a lot of Parsons too when I scouted him, and there were times where the play wasn't coming his way. He was kind of like, man, I don't see that.
Yeah,
Nolan, and I think that's going to be great because that'll give him probably a situation the way he hits a lot of blindside tackles and things like that, the possibility to force turnovers, and I think that's where he's going to find his niche. And this is high praise, but I'm talking when he's in the two technique or he's on the edge, he's Khalil Mack, and when he's standing up, he's got the athleticism of Warner. You would love for him to get that IQ. Maybe that could develop or not, but he's that kind of hybrid. And he's gonna make a defensive coordinator very happy. And I promise from the first time he steps foot on the field, people are gonna want to know where he's at.
Yeah, I agree. I just don't see also the leadership ability. There was a thing that I was listening to today where he orchestrated the whole thing about people saying Georgia was going to be 7-5 and all this, and he just made it up to motivate the team. Mm-hmm. So he's got the leadership, he's got the athleticism, the freakish ability. He had a 41.5 vertical jump. That's a defensive end, man. That's an edge rusher. That is freaky.
That's scary.
Like, and he ran a 4.3. Like, get out of here. This is a freak. You think a guy with this much of freak of nature and produced on the field is not going to be a big time player? I just don't see. I mean, I can see why maybe you would have him 2-3, you know, but I just, when you watch him, he stands out. Nobody else got me excited watching that film. Not any other player did I get excited watching him.
Yeah.
Of the edge rushers.
No, I agree. He got me excited.
Who is your number two?
It's Tyree Wilson for me. But a lot of that has to do with what I think could be potential for his versatility. 6'6", 271. There are questions about his
everything.
About his athleticism. But I was thinking Arik Armstead type. Where if you pair him with a really good edge rusher, he doesn't necessarily come off like an edge rusher, but he has the ability to move the pocket, and he's naturally more solid in the run game anyway. I feel like he can develop into a better pass rusher quicker than most of these other guys on here. So I just took him at number two, but it's not a solid number two. I'm not obviously not praising him like I praised Nolan Smith, but there are physical. Like literally physical attributes, like he's strong at the point of attack. And for what it's worth, I felt like a lot of what I was watching with him was what I was going to say about Nolan Smith that I forgot. He gets off first, and he's actually got the range at 6'6". He can get his arms extended, and I feel like there's more potential for him. So that's why I took him as my second.
He's scary. 6'6", 271. 35 3/8 inch arms. I just, man, he is very scary, and I see why. But also, I struggle with guys who don't have the bend, but they just, and this is maybe he can do it, but they think their strategy is to just come in and overpower the league. Even if you're a physical freak, you have the explosion and the it has to be more than just power. It has to be able to convert speed to power. It has to be able to be the explosion, things like that. And also, I think based on the competition he was facing in the Big 12, man, it's not K-State you're going to be blocking or even. Oklahoma got any offensive linemen going to the draft. It's not going to be Texas. It's not the same thing, you know. And I don't see him as a twitchy guy. I just see him as a powerful big dude that can move. They question his motor. In some ways, he reminds me of Clowney. But then sometimes you see it because he's a blank slate. And I guess the other thing, before I let you jump in, is he's only really got 1 year of production. And with PFF and their model, guys that only have 1 year of real production don't go on to be very good players in the end.
Yeah, and some of this is me just kind of projecting in my head that he'll go to a team that's more developed and he'll have a chance to be coached. But like I said, for me, I really like the physical traits. I think he's the biggest person on my in my top five. And I know, like what you were saying, twitchy, he's not that. And I did talk about motor, but let's just say I'm making an exception for this one, just based off of his size. And honestly, every single scouting report I read on him talked about how he was physically dominant. And that is one thing that stood out to me when I watched him. I did not see him getting pushed back a lot, even when he
I
was,
hope not.
yeah, but I'm just saying, even when he wasn't given max effort, he was still able to hold his own. And I feel like his size will give him the type of versatility that, you know, when you do go to a third down, you need somebody that can move the pocket but also be a little quick. He'll find his niche there as well.
Yeah, I have him lower, but I'll tell you who my number two is. My number two has to be Will Anderson. And I've struggled with Will Anderson the whole time because he's not bendy. He is, and I was trying to think of the term the guy used, but he is able to kind of flatten his body enough to get around the edge. But it's not the same thing as bend, where you run the arc and you're flexible, you bend your knees, and you can get around the guy, even though you can get around that corner through your speed and flexibility. It's not the same. And I know he's been productive. I know he's been talked about as being like he was the guy last year that people were projecting as the number one pick before you knew which quarterback to pick. And I don't want to just shit on somebody that's had such a good college career. It wasn't as good. But when I see him, it's not straight up beating a man on the edge. It's him doing a stunt or being in the right place at the right time. It's being able to overpower the people that he plays. And he's 6'3", 253, and that's great. But the NFL is another beast. And I don't think everything he does translates to dominance in the NFL. So you're talking about a top three pick. I'm not here to dog him, but as a top three pick, top five pick.
I've got him at number three, and it was more because of when you look at his size, look at his skill set, I think he's very limited to what he can be schematically in the NFL, which sounds a little weird. Like I feel like there's more versatility in my first two guys than it is with him. But he's very solid. Like like the criticisms that you would have of him are things that you would think with experience and some coaching could definitely improve. Production-wise, you can never argue with that from his collegiate standpoint. I did see him in person against Texas, and it's just the one game sample of in-person viewing. Was not left that impressed. And again, projection was he was going to be the number one pick off the board, and I was coming into that game thinking he was going to dominate and just didn't show. And honestly, throughout the whole season this year, I didn't feel like he dominated the way you would have expected for somebody that was projected to go number one overall. But he's got the production, and he's got the athleticism, and obviously the pedigree. But a lot of people are saying that he's a 3-4 outside linebacker. He's just like a stand-up edge rusher, and I don't feel like those types of guys are what I want to throw like a top three or four pick. I need somebody that's versatile or generational if I'm doing an edge rusher in my top like five picks. So I kind of docked him a little. Don't think he's a third tier edge rusher like Chris Sims said.
That's too much. That's too
Yeah, that
much.
was ridiculous, but yeah.
But it's just like he's not great at anything that would translate. He's just solid. And this is not a player comp. This is a success comp. Like Chase Young isn't a bust, but Chase Young was lacking something. And granted, he's hurt, but he still is not getting sacks, and it's like something that he didn't have. He's stiffer than you would have thought or hoped, or it's not. It's just not all there. And Clowney, in a way too, with the way he's picked, very good run defender, but never the kind of. I don't see this guy as leading the league in hurries. I don't see this guy as getting 18 sacks, 15 sacks. I see him getting 6 to 8 sacks every year, and you're looking for more. When you're shopping for a Lamborghini, you wanted to go from 0 to 16, whatever time, whatever that standard is. And I don't see that, and I don't think that makes him a bad player. But I think some of his Alabama scheme that he just was perfect for that scheme.
Yeah, I mean it's Bama.
And well coached.
Yeah, what you would expect from Bama, but I don't like in years past. I mean, Bama's not necessarily known for edge rushers, but they are known for defensive studs, and he just doesn't do it for me. After
And
this past.
Darnell Wright destroyed it. So you don't want to take so much one game, but that was the only that I can remember, the only first round pick that he went against, and he got stoned. So I don't know. But again, this is a lot to say for a guy that you have third and I have second, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, just because he's being picked apart because of how high people have him,
Yeah.
not that he's not a good player. So you have Anderson at third. Do you have anything to add about William here?
Nope.
All right. So who is your? So I guess
Who'd you have at
I gotta
third?
do my third.
Yeah.
I think I have McDonald. Yeah, I have Will McDonald, from Iowa State. I liked him again because he's explosive. He's bendy. That's my jam. A lot of people, he's about fifth or sixth in most people's stuff that I've seen, but I think that explosion is there. I think he's relentless as well. He's in some ways, like with Nolan Smith, it kind of gave me those vibes with Nolan Smith, that you just had a guy that's explosive. But the weird thing about him is they didn't use him. They used him more in the JJ Watt kind of role on the out, like kind of like shading the tight end and the tackle. I forgot what technique that is. But they used him like that. When in the pros, they probably won't use him like that. So you are projecting a little bit, but I liked what I saw. I liked it a lot.
I wonder sometimes, like you remember the stigma with air raid quarterbacks and like how they couldn't handle certain things in the NFL. Why doesn't anybody ever say anything about guys who come out of 3-3-5 defenses instead of rushing?
It can be
Because
different.
they're not dominant players. You like maybe I'm not thinking thoroughly, but like just off the top of my head right now, I feel like when I watch 3-3-5 defenses, the edge rushers are solid, but they're not guys that I would say dominate the game, And
Maybe that's the nature of the defense, I
yeah,
don't
and
know.
it actually is the nature of the defense, but I just think it's interesting that they don't get that same kind of like stigma on their style of play because they're coming out of 3-3-5, whereas a quarterback that was coming out of the air raid for years,
Well,
hell,
a
they
lot of them
still
in the
say it
Big
now.
12, so people are just happy that they are playing defense and they
Yeah.
look like they're serviceable, maybe.
Yeah, Iowa State defense is always solid. McDonald, again, explosive, long, which is what I personally look for. And one of the funny things is that his NFL comp on NFL.com is Randy Gregory. But you didn't mention that he does have one of the filthiest spin moves in football.
Yeah, he does. It's nasty.
It's a legitimate, like, wow. I don't know how you're going to stop that without holding.
This is what I like about him. He has, and he could play a 3-4 outside linebacker or wide nine defensive end. They better use that as opposed to things doing. But he has a 92.6 pass rushing grade against true pass sets. So that means, for the people that don't know about PFF, that means we're not talking about bubble screens or screens, or little quick passes. We're talking about when somebody actually drops back 3, 5, 7. Well, nobody does 7 in college anymore, but 3 to 5 steps and real passing sets. And he has a 92.6 pass rusher grade. That means he beats his man like almost all the time. So
Yeah, I was
I
actually
see
about
that
to say he's
transition to being a beautiful transition, you know?
probably the purest pass rusher of most people's top five, top seven, when you look at the position and what you expect from somebody coming out the edge. And I'm not putting a real premium on run stopping edge rushers. I think I say this to you all the time. I want my edge rusher to get after the goddamn quarterback. My linebackers can stop the run. But you do want them to be able to hold their own a little bit. You don't want them giving up too much ground. And for what it's worth, I feel like he can adjust to the physicality of downhill running that he's going to see a lot of in the NFL more than likely, because they don't really have that style of running in the Big 12. So his frame is good for the 3-3-5. His ability is good for passing downs and so forth. I think he'll have to really work on understanding how to handle the run game of the NFL at the next level.
Yeah. And the thing about him is he's so long. We got almost, let me see, 34, 8, 7, 5, almost 34, a little bit more than 30, 34 and three quarters. So basically 35-inch arms. He did a broad jump of 11 feet.
I mean, this
He's
athlete.
36-inch vertical. My man, Nolan Smith made that look bad, but 36-inch vertical for a defensive end is ridiculous. And we talk about a man that is 6'3", 236. And he can do that. That's ridiculous. But I will say the one weakness is he's not super strong. So it's got to be a, but in this day and age, like you, I take the explosion over the strength just based on
Yeah,
what
I
we're
mean,
doing.
let's keep it real, man. Again, NFL, a lot of it is still about being first, which is basics of football, especially in the trenches. And also, if you understand leverage, you ain't got to be strong. Like Von Miller is strong for his size, but
But yeah, he's
he
not
ain't,
some
yeah,
sort.
pound for pound, not that strong. But the dude will handle any tackle in the NFL just because he understands pad level, understands how to get underneath people. And he's got good drive out of his legs. I think sometimes people think strength comes from up top when we talk about strength in the trenches. But for the guys on the edge, a lot of that comes from the lower half. And honestly, I was kind of surprised. A lot of people didn't talk about people's lower half build in a lot of the scouting reports and things I was reading up, because that used to be a big thing. Mayock, with his weirdness, would always talk about people's trunk and like
Yeah,
their,
we need Mayock back, baby. Because
yeah.
Mayock
So,
used
but
to
it
grunt about
matters.
that kind of thing. But he loved the game. He wasn't homophobic. He loved the game. He knew what it took to be successful,
Yeah.
at least from a scouting standpoint. If not, well, he didn't really general manage that team. That wasn't fair. That was Gruden. So he should not have took that job. My boy Jeremiah took his job, and I love Jeremiah, but God. I miss what Mayock did,
Yeah.
He was good at it. If they just let him come back for the combine, Nothing else, if nothing else. So that was my third, right?
Yeah.
That's my third. You did your third. Who is your fourth?
Ugh, disgusted saying this. It's the white boy.
Really?
Lucas Van Ness. Hey, look, I had to use buzzwords like he seems very coachable.
High motor, high motor.
High motor. No, for he has the high motor. And again, I'm looking for versatility. He spent some time inside and moved outside to the edge. So he's a little green, but he was productive. He was able to handle it. In a conference where guys are pretty tough in the trenches. And I think his athleticism is good enough where he could be productive. And then he makes some intangible plays. Like you can tell he's thinking while he's out there, which not to say like other guys are not thinking, but he seemed less reactionary than my other options that I was looking at this position. So I bumped him a little bit for that too. But I don't mind him at four. I think he can have a solid career. Might be a late bloomer in regards to production of like Nolan and Will and those guys. But overall, I think he'll be pretty productive.
He is not on my list. I am so far down,
That's
Luke
fine.
Van Ness. And I don't know if it's because he's a Saltine from Iowa, but I kind of like that. But to have him
Hey,
this
well,
high,
what was the last salt team from Iowa? the
Was
edge
that
rusher.
last year? It was a white guy. He's not that bad last
His
year.
name's
But
TJ
I don't know if he's from
White. Name
Iowa or
TJ
not.
White.
We
Name
focus on
TJ
tight
White.
ends lately.
Name
But
TJ White.
this guy only bull rushes. He didn't start. Granted, Iowa has some
Yeah, he went
weird,
to Wisconsin. I don't know
they
if you
call
know
him
this.
Hercules or whatever. But yeah, he went to Wisconsin. He'd be getting racist.
They're all the
It's Iowa, Wisconsin, you know. Cheese, corn, whatever, ethanol, whatever. But he doesn't have any move besides a bull rush. He doesn't appear to have a plan when he pass rushes. Now he can make plays and you can move him inside. I honestly think he might be like a guy that ends up kicking inside so much that that's what he plays. But like his three, he's athletic though. His three cone was good, 7.02, which is really good for a three cone. His 40-yard dash, 4.58. Like 34-inch arm length, 11 hand size. Like he is a freak. He's cut up. He's built. His pass rush grade was only like 74. He's gonna be a very solid starter to rotational player, but I don't see what people are looking at. If they think he's gonna be a star, I can see why. I'm not even gonna. Well, I think I might have put him fifth because I ran. I just didn't like anybody, so maybe I did keep him on there. Because I got, and maybe I didn't put him on it because I couldn't pronounce the other people's names. I don't even know. Because I had fifth out there for a very long time.
Well, one of the things I think that also makes him promising, and I know some people probably don't look at it this way, but like put yourself in the shoes of a GM and you've got a second, third round pick, and you have a need for an edge rusher. You want a guy with a lot of upside potential, you know? And I think you look first at the physical traits, 6'5", 272, long arms, big hands. Not bad on the 40, not awful on the vertical. Broad jump isn't what we talked about with the last guy, but still not bad. But again, like you said, three cone. We're talking in small areas. Homeboy can move. So you got the size, you got actual film of him being versatile at the collegiate level. And he's got the motor still. And I think really the only knock is inexperience. It's a good project. It's a good project
He
in
can
my
be somebody
mind.
can work with that. He can be molded because he wasn't coached for real. He just coached Iowa, but he wasn't coached in football. He's coached Iowa ball.
And one of the things to note is Homeboy picked up football late. I think he was a hockey player all the way through like eighth grade. So again, we see plenty of people who have the athleticism, kind of, you know, pick it up. But like if you picked up football in eighth grade and you got a D1 scholarship
That's
in
amazing.
the draft, yeah, like it says
That's
a lot.
amazing.
That says a lot.
That definitely says amazing. And he's just, and if you see him, he's like, he looks like freaking Thor, you know?
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He's got a weird kind of athleticism because he showed, like, he's got the speed, but he doesn't have, like, the flexibility, but he can do the cone thing. So I don't know what, did he just train real hard? I think, you know, in the right scheme, and you might have to move him to tackle. You know, on passing down. He like that kind of thing where they do the NASCAR package or where they used to do that a lot where it was all four defensive line or you kick him inside when you're in the nickel.
In the what? I'm just playing.
And I mean, he's a guy, this power player, but at the same time, these guys are so good, you're just not gonna be able to overpower them. And you know what really insults me is that a SAW team should always have good mechanics, good footwork, good hands. The mechanics of playing D-line, Saltine should master that. That's like a Saltine not being able to shoot. So that bothers me.
Yeah. I
But
agree.
again, he has potential, but he is not mine. He is not my he's not in mine. I just looked. I never put the fifth in there. So Miles Murphy is mine. A lot of people say Miles Murphy had a disappointing career.
He did.
But you know, he's one of the top prospects in the nation, if not the top prospect coming out. And you could make the case that he really didn't improve since his
No.
freshman year. So you're
Bro, he
wondering
played
why.
next to one of the most dominant players in college football in Breece. And he didn't stand out like that. That's alarming to me. That's an issue. I don't even have him on my list.
So like I saw what people were talking about. I saw the athleticism. but I didn't see it like I saw it. He didn't stand out. I mean, I saw a lot of like quarterback moved off the spot and he kept going and he got the pressure, or he got the sack, but he didn't win immediately. Which just with you was you see Nolan Smith, you see McDonald, and it's like boom, immediate wins. And there are things, I'm saying negative things. There's a PFF grades here. He plays Syracuse, Notre Dame, and Louisville. 60 grade, 59 grade, 61 grade. You those games, maybe not Notre Dame. Those are the years you eat in those games. And you know, there are things about him that bother him. He has a 79 overall grade, 78.5 pass rush grade, 76.3 true pass grade. They keep comparing him to Trayvon Walker. Trayvon Walker is a freak that like tore up the combine. He does play hard, but I don't know. There are, but and PFF compares him to Rashawn Gary. I mean, like I'm running out of people, so I'm going on explosion. This is why I picked him, because he's a hell of an athlete. That's why I said he's explosive. He's explosive enough to fool around and get you 10 sacks in any given year and
He
make a little
played
money and maybe be a one-trick pony.
next to one of the more dominant defensive interior linemen in
But maybe
Iowa.
that's why he was overshadowed.
Overshadowed. He probably had the easier assignments. And who are
In
we talking about, man? You know how it worked, bro. Like, this dude is just like,
ACC at that.
yeah, in the ACC,
It's
he played in what would be the equivalent of Aaron Donald in the ACC at some point. And he just did not dominate enough for me. And I've searched for words to describe him. And the only thing I come up with is that he just, I don't think he has that killer mentality. Like, that's why he didn't go as hard as Nolan Smith and the rest of these guys on tape. I just think he's a good player, but he's just not angry enough for me for the position. And some people would say soft, but I don't want to call him soft. He ain't like that. But I don't think he's angry enough. He's not what I'm looking for as an edge rusher. Like, you gotta be mean in today's
Yeah, he
game,
doesn't
man.
strike me as the guy. He's yeah, well, in my one of my favorite show, he's not a killer. He doesn't seem like a killer, and that's what you want in your edge rushers or somebody who's just even when he. I mean, I don't know. It's just there's something missing. You see him, and I don't see this monster that everybody says. And I sure as hell don't see Trayvon Walker. When I look at him, even in college, even the few snaps
Heck
Trayvon
no.
got that were really good snaps, I didn't. He was allowed to do his thing. I don't see that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't see it in a conference and with a program that is known to put out some top talent at the position. And again, playing next to somebody that was pretty damn dominant just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, I just don't. I'm trying to see if I can get any
And you
good.
didn't have a number five for real?
Oh, no, I did. I saw who I had. I'll do my number five since we'll be talking about. Oh, my number five is Wilson. And I debated putting Wilson over him, Tyree Wilson. And also, another thing, it took Tyree Wilson like 5 years to get on. He's like 25 years old. Like,
That's cool.
you're
25,
that big, and it
and
took
he's
you
a
that long to
monster.
figure it out.
Texas Tech is, man, you know, Big 12 and all that stuff, man. You
Disturbing.
know.
It's very disturbing. And I
Let
just.
me get him on my squad. I can coach him up, man.
Yeah, that's. I just saw a tape before we watched this with Pagano, and that might have affected me. Pagano was looking at him, and he said, you know, he said they took a lot of plays off. He said, I don't know if that's because, why they swear that this man Richardson is a pocket, is good in the pocket. I don't understand where this is coming from. But anyway, that's the new thing that he's good in the pocket. That's the new thing about Richardson. But I digress. Kind of was saying, you know, I would have to check the area scouts and the other people that talk to him and see if there's a reason why he took these plays off. Is this because they're doing 90 plays? Does he have good football character? And that's our coach saying this and thinking. Maybe he's old school, but Pagano won a lot of games and he watched the film and he broke it down on 30-13. And that's what he said. And these guys, it's funny how some of these you're a D lineman and he can't, he, this guy might be able to kick it inside to dominate with the wingspan and all that. But these guys, man, when you're a defensive end and a linebacker, you gotta love the game. You're just running around when you're a corner. You're a safety. is coming up and you're having contact every play, you've got to love it.
Well, and I'll tell you this. There ain't a position in sports in general, but in football, if you are lazy, you will be exposed in
yes.
practice immediately. Like, you're going to stand out.
Because nobody cares. Out. Nobody yeah. cares. If you're not trying, they're trying to expose you.
Yeah. So you're going to stand out. And like I said, when I took him a second, like, I totally get it. I definitely went against one of my things about the motor, because he ain't got all, like, even on tape, it don't stand out like that. And Chuck's right. You know, if I'm picking a lineman, like, yo, I need you to hustle. I got, and if you're not going to hustle, if all you're going to give me is 2 to 3 plays, it better be the most dominant 2 to 3 plays ever, i.e. Jordan Davis. You know, I can take that. But I've got I practiced this, what, 100 times before we started. Adebari from Northwestern. And I know people are probably like, who? Or some people are like, here he go again, picking these small
schools. He was actually schools. One of the first people I read about, maybe because it's A, but he's one of the first people I read about.
I'm pretty sure he was at the Senior Bowl, but I have to double check. If not, there was a guy built like him a little. But anyway, he's 6'2", 282, but he runs a 4.9. That's crazy. For a guy, 282, like, he's got some athleticism to him. He his vertical was 37 and a half, man. And he did 10 and a half on his broad jump. So, like, in 27 reps on bench? Like, come on, man. Like, what's not to like about, like, the physical attributes of him? And if there's, like, anybody else not named Nolan Smith that defines high motor, is this guy. And if there's anybody that defines getting off first in the majority of his film, is this guy. And then the fact that when you moved him inside, he was able to get penetration almost immediately because he was quick, because he was explosive, because he was big. The fact that he's kind of short never really came across to me. I didn't even realize how tall he was until I looked at at his physical attributes. I like to look at the people first on film before I look at the fact that they're undersized or something like that, because that'll create some bias. But I liked everything I saw about him. I was going to put him as like my long shot or dark horse, but I was like, you know what? After watching all these guys, nah, this dude should be in my top five. And I think he'll make a lot of people happy, just all the fact that he just does not stop.
And, you know, that's somebody, like, if I was gonna, he might be my, I like the Kansas State guy too, but he might be my 7th or 6th. I guess I put Van Ness somewhere. I just think Van Ness, it depends on where you pick him. If I'm gonna pick a bust this year, it's gonna be Levis, which everybody's on it. But now everybody, evidently now on draft Twitter. But Levis and Van Ness are my bust if they're taken in the top 10.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not. No, I'm not putting homeboy in no top 10. Is he?
Yeah, I mean, well, or the top 15 for Van
Ness. Is he projected top 15?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of plays.
Wow,
I've seen the Eagles Van Ness and a lot of mocks. I've seen a lot of Van Ness love. It's scary to me.
Hey, how look, much I'm gonna tell Van you right Ness now. Gets. If you're fourth on any of my top five lists, you ain't in the top 15.
Yeah, let me see. Let me go to Van Ness. And see, because PFF keeps the.
That's your problem. You keep looking at PFF, man.
With the mock draft. Well, in this case,
don't PFF like Levis?
I look at everything. And
nah, you don't look at anything. Like, yeah, see? Like
they probably, but they just fired the guy who.
Nah.
They just let the guy go who does their draft guide and everything. So maybe, you know, I don't know. There's a job opening. But where did it go? Let me check real quick. But then now they have the. A collection of the trends for the mock drafts, at least. So there's somewhat. Can tell you they have Levis, not Levis, Van Ness third, which is. I mean, you had him. Where'd you have him?
Huh?
Where'd you have Van Ness?
Van Ness, I had him at fourth.
Okay, so he went up around January 15th. They got him. Most people got him 13th. 13, 13, 13, 13, 13, 12. So around, you know, so in the top 15, a lot of people, you know, that's where he's going. So we'll see. I hope not. But Well, I hope so, because I could be right, but I just.
I mean, it's cool. My team ain't got no top 15 picks, so I ain't even worried about it for real. Hey, but while I got you on here, yo, what you think about this, yo? Trey Lance was Zappy straight up.
Do it. I think y'all should do it. I
But
think y'all should do it.
listen,
You got
listen.
nothing to lose. Honestly, Zach might come in there and roll. The boy get hurt again. Zach might come in there and do something.
Overall, well, him getting hurt is inevitable. Everybody gets hurt. But overall, I think that there's a lot of upside to this year's crop of edge rushers. But like they have to get more technically sound. Because again, you're not, like you said, you're not gonna overpower, you're not gonna outmaneuver today's tackle. It just doesn't work that way unless they play for the Bengals, then you can do whatever you want. But the by and large, the majority of tackles you're encountering, it's just a different game. We don't even have guys that we're like, oh, he's a left tackle, he's a right tackle. Guys are
Yeah, that's
interchangeable.
over.
Yeah, that used to be a thing 3 years ago. 3 years ago, that was a thing. And was it 2 years ago when we were talking about Andrew Thomas? And I was like, well, he's versatile. He could play right or left if that's what they're looking for. Like the revolution is here, people. Like I think people are getting more creative with how they're aligning people and what they're doing on in the trenches is not getting talked about enough. And that this group of guys could potentially, as a class, become a threat. Even though they don't stand out as exceptional, and they just need to be coached properly on technical things, slight technical things. And I think a lot of them will truly excel. And Nolan Smith, if you can hear me, just get a speeding ticket or something crazy. I don't know, go on Twitter and say you're gonna punch somebody in the face. Just drop to like the fourth round or something for me. That'd be great.
That's wonderful. Yes,
And
yes.
we took a chance on Alden, man. You know, if any franchise is gonna is any franchise is gonna
A
support you through
shot.
any kind of craziness, you know the 49ers got you, bro. Got you. Just give me 16 and a half-ish sacks, you know, and you can do that with Bosa.
I think someone, I don't know who, it seems sort of deep, but usually when you get like, we don't have high expectations, you get like some kind of stud that comes out of nowhere. I think somewhere. I don't know who that is. Maybe it is Nolan Smith, and it wouldn't be out of nowhere, but it's not a lot of people saying he would. But you're going to get something. Maybe it's the case they do. You know, I mean, people, maybe it's the guy. Maybe it's, there's a couple guys that I didn't look at real hard that I thought maybe had a little bit of potential.
Derek Hall from Auburn is one of them.
Yeah, Hall, Dylan Horton, I thought may like, you know, if you improve and everything, I don't know. Just like names I'm seeing, like I wouldn't go out on a limb for them, but maybe they can develop into something. You never know, you know. Nobody was on TJ Watt. Nobody was on JJ Watt. No, but no, not till, I mean, Michael Parsons was a high draft pick, but not
I
people.
was on. I was, man,
He went all the way down. I was
ain't
on it.
no
Went all
way
the way
you
down to
watch
the
Parsons,
Cowboys for what he was.
which is
I mean, I don't
wild.
think anybody saw that.
Which is wild.
Yeah. And people are sleeping on McDonald. You know, a lot of people are. So I don't know. Let me see this guy, this kid. The kid, Isaiah McGuire from Missouri. I mean, they're guys that maybe 36-inch vertical, 10 high jump. 81.9 pass rush grade. He's real flexible. He's bendy. So like, you know, you don't know. You really don't know. So I don't know. You know, I'm just throwing stuff out there. But you got anything to say before we go?
No, other than just same thing I said before. Well, not actually the same thing I said with the quarterback, but I think the edge rushers have more potential than pretty much all the other positions combined. I think as a collective class, this crop of guys are solid, and I look forward to seeing them play. I really do. I can't say that about the quarterbacks. Only one quarterback I look forward to seeing play.
Yeah, it's a weird. I think it's a really down draft. I mean, I've never been so unsure about people, or just been meh about people. There's only like one receiver that excites me. No corners excite me. Only one edge rusher excites me. I barely look at running backs. One running back excites me. One quarterback excites me. It's never like that. I usually have 10 guys I love, even if I don't think they're going to be like better than some people. I love to watch them. I love to see them. And I just, it's just not there. But, you know, well, it will, but that's the fun of it. You never know. All right. So this is the commish for Actively Lazy. Don't forget, rate, subscribe, participate in the group. Do everything you can to support the brand. Have a good one.